Hey, it's Chad. Welcome to the Green Room. Some of the best and some might say worst conversations happen before we even hit the record button. So for our 800th episode, you heard me right, 800, we wanted to do something different, something special. We wanted to start recording conversations in the Green Room. Discussions for the most part that have nothing to do with the industry. Welcome to the Green Room with Tim Sackett. You've been warned.
Tim, we're just talking about old middle white guy shit right now.
Yeah. Yes. I'm all about that old middle white guy shit.
My wife tested positive for COVID this morning. Good times.
That's an everybody thing, though.
I know. We had my son swims, and he went to pick up a kid yesterday, gets home, and gets a text from the kid. Yeah, I just tested positive for COVID. It was just like, so then my wife's like freaking out. She's like, are you going to go to work? I'm like, yep.
We're all getting this.
Yeah.
We're all getting it.
We're all getting this.
So far, it's
lick
a cold.
Each other.
I say get it over with. One big national orgy. Get it over with. The good news is my ex-wife has at-home tests that she's going to give us. So.
Oh, well, that's
so that paid off.
Nice. I don't know that I would trust any of that shit, but yeah.
we'll make sure it's been sealed.
Swabbed or shoved up her ass. But other than that.
Why is this brown?
Why does this smell like Tabasco? What is... Yep, so we're all at home. This show could go any which way but loose.
Who knows?
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
That's Christmas show shit. Why are you pulling Christmas show?
Is Christmas Vacation really season specific?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Anybody who knows.
Is gone.
Anybody who knows.
But the one for all seasons.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tim Sackett back on the show, baby.
Thomas.
Slow it down. You know what? Like during the holidays, like when you forget like what day it is because every day is exactly the same. It's like, yep. And I have a feeling every day seems like Saturday to me during the holidays.
Yes.
Probably because I'm drinking every single day.
Yes.
It's because you live the life of Caligula. That's why.
Caligula. What's up with you and orgies lately? Jesus Christ.
The East Lansing Caligula.
Jesus.
I don't know. Did I mention I had a cat die last week?
Yeah.
Right. This is a harbinger of death.
Should we be feeling bad about that? Or?
Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool.
I'm trying to.
16 years I had that cat.
Seems like a good run, right?
It was a good run.
That's a hell of a run.
It's like when everyone's like, oh my gosh, like Betty White died. I'm like, 99? She had a good run.
No, like, come on. The thing that was the worst, though, is like she did all like her 100th birthday special and all these things. And it's like, oh, fuck, man. Talk about jinxing yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to tempt fate at 99. Like just hunker down and hope for the best. Drink lots of fluids.
I'm in a tech stream right now where we're there. And by the way, this is both male and female in this tech stream. They're grading out Elizabeth Holmes on the attractiveness scale 1 to 10. Go ahead, you guys. Go ahead and give me what you think. Someone called her a Silicon Valley 7. I'm like, wow.
Is this like before she talks or after? The fatal attraction quotient.
Do you
goes
get minus
way high.
Points for the deep voice or plus points for the MIT grad?
The fatal attraction quotient goes way up when she starts talking.
For sure, a little bit. Yeah.
So what is it? What's the context? Are you trying to say that she's gonna actually be like bottom bitch in jail? I don't understand.
No. I think part of it was like, how did this happen? And you're like, and it was a female that said like, hey. You know, when you're a semi-attractive Silicon Valley woman, you probably have a little pull to be able to talk these old white dudes on your board into, continuing on down this track, right? And then we were all like, is she attractive? let's talk about this.
let's open this up for discussion.
I mean, look, if you're a 78-year-old guy, I'm sure she's not ugly.
Yeah.
She's not like, holy shit.
Hey, John.
She's not.
Believe what I have to say.
There's no coyote ugly. She just seems like someone who would slit your throat and not even, think about it.
Which is probably what got her the money. They're like, yeah, that bitch is bad. We give her money.
She'll cut a bitch. I'm going to write her a check.
Give her money.
Tell me about your family. Like, my dad was an Enron executive. What? What?
Yeah.
Can we? Back up the fucking train.
Hello.
I stole this turtleneck from Steve Jobs' closet.
off his body in the casket.
grave robber.
Weird.
Another great 80s video game that went unnoticed. Grave robber.
Grave robber. Had such
it's
upside.
So less than E.T., the E.T. game.
Which was horrible, by
Remember
the way.
That dumbass game.
That game was fucking horrible.
You were so excited, and then it's like you just run around. That's it.
Yeah, it was horrible.
In the bike.
They didn't give E.T. laser or lightsabers or something.
No. Yeah, that was back in the action video game. They tried to do a role-playing game with E.T. It just didn't.
What was your favorite Atari 6400 game? I think mine was Pitfall. I played days.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Defender.
Defender was good.
Oh, yeah.
Defender was good. But it was never as good as the arcade game. That was the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they sold shit, too. It's like, oh, yeah. Defender's coming out on Atari. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Oh, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, the arcade games were fucking awesome. They were legit.
Good times. So have I mentioned the colonoscopy that I'm getting in a month?
No. Nice.
Man.
Present day. Chad's getting his first.
First.
Yeah, I don't have it planned yet. That's the problem. It was funny. You got a referral and back to the whole, you know, our hospital's full of fucking COVID.
So they can't jam that tube up your ass.
That sucks, huh? Unfortunate.
Testing's a mess.
I've had a lot of colonoscopies and the actual procedure is nothing. It's fucking shitting your brains out for 18 straight hours beforehand. That's the problem.
How many of you had, Tim?
Over 10.
No.
Yeah, I had
history or
I had like part of my I had like a foot of my colon removed from Holy like shit. Just like mat like diseased, and so like for like I mean one year I had to have like five or six in a year.
Holy
as wow. I kept going in trying to figure shit out, and then they finally did, and then I had to have it every year for like 5 years so they could make sure there was no cancer or anything.
Oh hell no.
Over the last one, they were like, okay, now you don't have to have one for 10 years. And I'm like, I'm fucking never going back. fucking, you better come up with some new shit in 10 years because I am not. It got to the point where I couldn't even like, every time I just smell the stuff, I wanted to throw up. It's like, oh, this is so bad.
I asked my doc, I'm like, hey, they got this like Cologuard thing that, you know, can I poop in a box? I'd like to rather just poop in a box. Can I do that? And he looks at me, he's like, yeah, they're just not as, you know, it's this is what he said. The colonoscopy is the gold standard. I'm like, seriously, you're going to call?
Yeah.
Really?
By the way, okay. Huge miss by SNL not to have Justin Timberlake on and do shit in a box.
Yes.
Good he says shit in a box.
Oh, man.
As a colonoscopy skit, I'm
oh, lost. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For, you know, the whole dick in the box. Hey, you didn't see the dick in the box skit?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, no, but then you got to do a shit in a box. Like now he's older, like, you know.
Maybe when he turns 50, they can do a shit in a box. Step one.
Cut open a hole up in the box.
Order the box.
Take a dump in that
see?
Box.
That Cologuard didn't have him as their spokesperson is the biggest miss, right?
I'm sure his agent was all over that. Actually, it would have deflected the whole Janet Jackson thing that's going on now with him.
It does great for sex appeal as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hope that we don't have any wardrobe malfunctions on this show because there's a chance one of us will pull an Antonio Brown and just walk off the show at some point.
That kid needs help.
Sorry, I got COVID text here. You guys speak amongst yourselves for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever seen, well, obviously you've seen the SNL Alec Baldwin sweaty ball skit. Have you ever seen the Betty White Dusty Muffin?
I don't know. Not that I recall. Is that when she hosted?
Yeah, that is fucking hilarious. Oh, I saw it for the first time just so the other day. And I'm like, how did I miss this? So yeah, Betty White Dusty Muffin.
She's so ahead of her time. Like I've seen like old Mary Tyler Moore skits with her in, like in the sexual innuendo stuff is so great with her.
Yeah. Oh. She didn't shy away from it at all.
No.
Classic. She's seen it all, man.
comic.
She has seen it all. She's seen Me Too up and down.
Oh, God. Can you imagine 80 years in the business?
No fucking way.
How many times like people ran at her?
She's been having Betty White fantasies now.
I know.
I can't believe Tim has had 10 colonoscopies.
Dude.
That's like a medieval torture chamber.
Why do you think he's always smiling?
Speaking of SNL, remember the old colon blow skit from the 80s?
Yeah.
How many boxes of colon blow? All right. Well, the people are waiting for this episode.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
Weirdos.
So typical, I'll bring it in. Sacadamus in the house.
Yeah, this is a weekly. So I don't know that we did this as a weekly before, but it is. Yep, this is a weekly. It's going to drop on Friday.
Nice.
So what?
I can be in bed with COVID on Thursday.
Sweet. Exactly. See, I'm thinking of you. So your intro plays for obviously a commercial.
Yep.
Then we do our first round commercial, second round commercial, third round we out. Mix it up any way you like.
We'll let Tim go first as the special guest.
Well, don't forget, we've got to recap our 2021s.
Right, recap. Okay.
Oh, yep. The winners.
Yeah. Fucking.
You want an advert after the recap?
No. We'll do the recap, then we'll go into our first prediction, then we'll do advert.
Yeah.
Second prediction, advert.
Third, and we out.
The beautiful thing is, Tim, I think last year you had to sit through the commercials. You don't have to do that anymore.
Nice. Yep.
Such a burden to sit through those commercials.
Get water, take a shit.
Actually, that should be one of our selling points. Tim Sackett will be forced to listen to every sponsorship ad in our yearly show.
it's worth an extra 500.
Oh, it's at least worth 5,000, I think, per sponsor. Jeez. Bladder issues or water refills, do them now.
We're all good.
Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them.
And I've been recording since Tim got on, so...
Nice.
There's some good good green room stuff there, Chad. If you want to,
18 minutes worth of shit. I'm gonna have to cut out. Jesus Christ! Shit.
It could be a separate episode. Let's just do the let's just do the green room episode. People love that shit. I'm telling you.
Oh, for sure. That's what they really want to hear.
I love
what
podcasts talk about? That have like chatter at the beginning about nothing. About colonoscopies and COVID.
I'll start off with, I can't believe Tim's had more than 10 colonoscopies.
Yeah. Bam.
That'll be the deal.
Tim Sackett has had how many colonoscopies? Question mark.
Prediction. Like, in 2022, Tim gets a colonoscopy.
Zero.
Oh, yeah. Podcasting live from the East Lansing Medical Facility.
You know when the doctor starts to play that before your colonoscopy, you're in trouble.
In trouble.
Playing, yep. Featuring Dark Side of the Moon as our musical intro. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. In three.
I warned you. Anyway, we're really looking forward to doing more of these green room conversations because it gives you a little insight to the idiots on the show and the awesome people, other than Sackett, that come on for interviews. We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper jack. Swiss. So many cheeses. And not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.